Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions. And for the next several weeks, I've got my main man, I've got my boy, figuratively and literally, I got my son, Jack Johnson, on the podcast today. Jack, welcome to the podcast. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here, Dr. Johnson.
Yeah. Are you nervous or anything about what we're going to be talking?
No, not really. Let's just get into it, and we're going to have a good discussion
about the stuff. Yes. So you know that Day by Day Expressions, and you guys out there know that Day by Day Expressions is kind of about how the truth and the realities of the Christian faith makes its way into our everyday life. And we have kind of framed that underneath the terms of truth, goodness, and beauty. And Jack, you have kind of, particularly over the last several years, kind of been in that atmosphere of truth, goodness, and beauty in the way that your mother has educated you and different things like that. So what is your understanding of truth, goodness, and beauty?
Well, you know, like you said, I have a classical education, and I didn't really know what that was or what it meant until a couple years ago. And I didn't realize what truth, goodness, and beauty was until a couple years ago, and we kind of talked about it.
Yeah.
But truth, that's the easy one for me. If it's true, then it's true. If it's not, and why would you not want to know the truth?
Yeah.
And especially nowadays with all the crazy people out there that are just telling lies and being all postmodern and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm probably the most passionate about truth.
Yeah.
And desiring that.
Okay. Yeah. So what about goodness? What about beauty? What do those things mean? And then we'll talk on later episodes about how they kind of play out in your life. But talk to us about those as well.
Well, goodness and just good. I'll take a classical approach.
Okay.
Because that's what I know.
Yeah.
The Greek word agathos.
Yeah.
That's the Greek word for good.
Yeah.
And it means excellence, the pursuit of excellence. And so that's deeply what it means to me. And just even simpler terms, why would you not want something that is good for you? And we'll get into that later. But and then beauty, that's a big
it is. Beauty's a tough one. Beauty can be a tough one because, you know, people define beauty in different ways and they think, well, this might be beautiful to me but not necessarily to you.
Right.
And so it's more like in our modern day ideas, it's beauty is more about preference.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the classical model. The classical model is that there is objectivity to things that are excellent and that we can identify things that are excellent and beautiful because they fulfill their purpose in truth. And so it all kind of leads back to that anchor of those things which are true there. So you mentioned something, you said postmodern and different things like that. When you look around your world and, you know, the circles that you run in, and you run in several different circles, do you think teenagers have any concept of those things which are the trivium of truth, goodness, and beauty? And do you think it's important that they should?
Yes. I think most teenagers don't realize what is happening to them,
okay,
what they are being fed and taught. And for those of us who have been blessed to have a classical education, we kind of maybe see that a little more in truth, goodness, and beauty. But I think a lot of them are just being brainwashed and are being told how to think and what to believe about truth, because like we said, nowadays, you can have your own truth, you can have your own beautiful, and you can have your own good, which that is not true.
right. So it can lead to chaos. It can lead to instability in your life, because all of these factors, if it's just all based upon your personal preferences. Well, my personal preferences, they change all the time.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, like so this morning, I wanted this thing for cereal versus what I wanted yesterday. And and that might be a silly example.
Yeah, well, I always want the same thing for breakfast.
You always want a bunch of stuff for breakfast. So, yeah, so I think teenagers today, I do think that they are being can be led down a path to where they think and they're being told that they get to define for themselves what is true and therefore what is good and therefore what is beautiful. And so, you know, with the way that you've been brought up in church, and there's a lot of Christian kids, Christian teenagers that have the truth, mm-hmm. and then it's kind of imbalanced with what they're being fed other places because they're being fed a post-Christian, post-modern type of worldview that doesn't necessarily accord with the worldview of Christianity, and they're trying to hold both of those things in place. So yeah. whenever you see that, what is your hope for your generation?
Well, especially for the Christian teenagers, you can't have a Christian worldview and a worldly worldview.
Yeah.
You can't choose what you want from this one and take all the rest of it. It's just not how it's going to be. You got to, if you're a Christian, you have to realize that you have to stick with what the Bible says and with that worldview. And there's a lot of elements to the worldliness of worldviews that are just not true, good, or beautiful.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can get them to, we can teach them on some things like that.
Yeah, I'd love to. So you're getting a teenager's perspective who wears his hat sideways and the flat bill and the funny t-shirt. who is that, by the way?
Oh, I don't know if y'all can see it, but that's Connor Price t-shirt right there.
Connor Price right there.
And, you know, he's a great artist if you want to get away from all the dirty stuff out there.
Yeah,
and
he's a pretty cool artist there.
Yeah.
So just your typical teenager in some ways and then maybe atypical in some other ways, but just discussing what it looks like for the teenager to live out the Christian truth in the realm of truth, goodness, and beauty. So we're going to carry on this conversation next week. So come back then and join in the conversation.